Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.
Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strengths, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within the European Union fora, and a series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Programme Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout the series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing youth and culture. I am Antonella Gatt, Director of International Relations and Programme Implementation within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel, composed of Mr. Saleh Ahmed Mamem, Manager 2 of the International Relations Unit within the same directorate, and Ms. Maria Borch, a senior youth worker within Agencia Zaza Empowerment Unit. Agencia Zaza is the national youth agency responsible for the implementation and monitoring of the national youth policy towards 2030, which outlines the country's vision to respect, value and listen to young people and its commitment towards opening up spaces and services which champion their personal and social development and empower young people to grow and realize themselves for their own benefit, and as valuable members of their communities and the wider society. You can learn more about them on their website, youth.gov.mt. Ms. Maria Borch has worked with young people for the past 19 years in different environments, including schools, care homes and the church in Malta. Her work with Agencia Zaza focuses on the development and implementation of various art and culture programs for young people, capacity building initiatives and other supports for youth organizations, and support for the development and implementation of youth information programs. Maria holds a first degree in youth and community studies and a master's in sociology, where she focused on the study of civil society and the public sphere in Malta. In order to better understand the work of Agencia Zaza and the work in the field of youth and culture, I would like to introduce Ms. Maria Borch, a senior youth worker within Agencia Zaza Empowerment Unit. Maria, to start off, maybe you can share more about your position. What is a youth worker?
Thank you for having me as a guest on your podcast. A youth worker is a professional whose role is to facilitate a space for young people's growth and development through their relation with young people by being able to help them build bridges and make connections within their communities and wider society so that they may realize their aspirations and also be able to contribute as active citizens within society. Now, youth work is regulated by the Youth Work Profession Act of 2014, and at its core, the practice of youth work is a non-formal learning activity aimed at the personal, social, and political development of young people. During the pandemic, we used to use this, we coined this word, frontliners. And I will also use it to describe youth work in a way, because youth workers make themselves available as the first port of call to young people. So the youth worker is the professional who engages with young people to support them to reach their potential, address life's challenges critically and creatively, support them to bring about social change. The young person is the youth worker's primary client. So our primary client is the young person himself, whose main values revolve around the respect of young people and the commitment to actively listen to them. I must say that these values and mission are embodied by the National Youth Policy, and as youth workers with Agencia Azazah, we have a very rewarding space where to practice this profession, reaching out to young people with a range of programs and initiatives.
Maria, Agencia Azazah offers a number of opportunities for young people in the field of arts and culture, which we shall be speaking about further during this podcast. Why Agencia Azazah has developed these initiatives?
The Arts and Culture Program has been a core program of Agencia Azazah ever since its inception more than 11 years ago. The arts are a powerful means which enable someone to become visible through works which give a voice to the artist and which contributes to the commentary in society. And so by empowering artists, young artists in this case, Agencia Azazah actively emphasizes the need to support young people to become part of this commentary in society, contributing to the making of society through active citizens and the way that in which young people can contribute through their active citizens in society. Essentially, therefore, this is about helping young people find their voice and give them a platform from where to project this voice. This means that young people are necessary. These programs support young people with the next step up. When we say empowerment, it's about giving young people or supporting them to go through the next step in their journey through mentoring, resources, skills and networks so that they may reach their aspirations.
Maria, what are the opportunities in arts and culture offered by Agencia Azazah?
There are various opportunities for young creatives and young artists through the empowerment program, and I will start mentioning a few of these opportunities. I must say that efforts for developing this program has intensified during the pandemic because, of course, we realized that young people and the arts needed to be further supported in order to keep their link and be able to develop a generation that is our next generation of artists and creatives. Artivisti is one of these programs, and it aims to reach out to young people who are both creatives but also wish to use their art for social change. And therefore, through this program, we reach out to young people who wish to create social change through art. Chiasmo and Chiasmos are programs for creative writing. Chiasmos, of course, targets young people who wish to write in the English language, and Chiasmo is for young people who wish to write in the Maltese language. Through this program, they are paired with mentors and receive and will be able to publish their work at the end of the program. The ART is a collaboration which we have with the Malta School of Art, and it seeks to, for the first year, it seeks to give support to young people in 3D art. And for the next call, it will seek to give support to young people in printmaking. Of course, we have two, for us, very important programs, which are the Malta Youth Film Festival and the Jumpstart Film Festival. The Malta Youth Film Festival is a platform for young filmmakers aged 16 to 30, and the idea is to offer a platform and give an opportunity to young people who would like to start experimenting with filmmaking and submit their films for awards. The Jumpstart Film Festival is a new initiative which we have embarked on. It has been the first year of this festival. And through this festival, we reach out to young people who have realized that there is a younger generation that is very willing to experiment with filmmaking. Nowadays, it's quite easy to experiment with filmmaking using mobile phones and other resources that schools have available. And so the Jumpstart Film Festival actually reaches out to young people aged 13 to 15 who wish to submit their film for this festival. We also organized seminars in schools, and we also did a summer program on screenwriting as part of this festival. Songcraft is a collaboration which we have running with Spazio Creative, and it is a program for young singer-songwriters. Shifting Contexts is a biennial program, and the idea there is to give a space for young people to exhibit visual works of art. Another new program which we have launched this year is Young Composers. It's a collaboration with Piazza Teatro Reale, and their young people work with the maestros to develop their composition skills and their insight into how to eventually reach publication and have their musical works performed in public. We also have, this year we also embarked on youth theater initiatives. Now this was a very interesting two-way process. It involved a number of young people who are in theater, so we supported young artists in theater to offer their works to the public, but we also used this initiative to take theater to young people who are not necessarily exposed to theater. And that is why I spoke of a two-way process through this initiative. We also organize occasionally ad hoc initiatives, such as the open mic event, which we have recently organized, which brought different young people and their mentors from different art forms, usually involving the use of language, for this open mic event.
Thank you, Maria, for your explanation. Naturally, this helps us to better understand the work that the Agencia Zaza carries out vis-à-vis youth and culture. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on the methodology and program-related work. Additionally, for further information on Agencia Zaza, you may wish to visit their website, youth.gov.mt.
Thank you, Antonella, and thank you, Maria. Welcome back. You are listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. I'm Saleh Ahmad Mahmeh, your co-host for the second part of this episode. And today we are discussing youth and culture. We are very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, www.education.gov.mt, to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. We continue our discussion in the second part of the podcast. We'll focus on methodology, program related to work. We have four more questions for Ms. Maria Borge. Ms. Maria, what method do you use to nurture this talent and encourage the growth of young artists?
The primary methods used in all programs by Agency Azaza is non-formal education, and it is no exception in the arts and culture programs. Non-formal education is a planned educational journey that is based on hands-on experiences and is grounded in the personal, social, and political development of the young people we are working with. Now, when I say political, it's not political with the big P where we speak about political parties, but it is everyday politics, so everyday choices and everyday life understanding. The arts and culture programs involve also a mix of interdisciplinary workshops, peer-to-peer support, and professional mentoring. The projects also include grants to support the young creatives to develop their work, further opportunities such as short scholarships or the possibility to set up your own event, so support in that. Artivisti particularly also features an important role for the alumni community. We keep involving young people in past projects for this program, because their insights and experiences continue to nurture the enthusiasm and commitment of young creatives in the program. For the programs, we also try to set up a form of showcase event or a showcase opportunity, because this gives visibility to the artist and the work produced through the respective program. And this helps to build the creative and artistic portfolio for the respective young people. Another aspect of work which we purposefully encourage is the building of networks of young creatives, either with other young creatives or with other more established creatives in the field. So we purposefully encourage young people to meet together, to get to know each other, be able to give feedback on their work, explore how to collaborate even across different disciplines. So it doesn't mean if you are a dancer, you can't collaborate with a music producer or someone involved in music or with a person who is a writer or a poet. So there are various ways in which we encourage them to explore collaboration and working together. Of course, collaboration and being connected specifically is an important way in which you are supported to continue to develop and to access resources such as knowledge, resources in terms of human resources and also financial resources. We realize that young people who are enrolled in our programs tend to be open, therefore, to work together with other artists with whom they have come across during the course of our programs primarily.
Okay, thank you for the detailed answer. The program is very rich in intersectoral collaborations. What are the strengths of this approach?
So with intersectoral collaboration, we understand the collaboration of different sectors together. And in this case of the Arts and Culture program, we have a lot of collaborations of us as an agency with experts in the respective fields that the programs would need to develop. So intersectoral collaboration supports the programs that we offer in more ways than one. It allows us to team up with organizations or individuals that hold expertise in the respective creative fields. So while Agencia Zaza holds expertise in youth, of course, including the development of methods on how to reach out and work with young people, our collaborators would hold expertise in the creative sector. And here I would like to give some examples of the different intersectoral collaborations that we hold. Artivisti, in particular, is an intersectoral collaboration with Arts Council Malta. And of course, as part of that program, we also collaborate with a number of mentors who work directly in the field as creatives and are able to offer their experience to the young people that they work with. With Kiasmus and Kiasmu, we work directly with a number of authors in English and Maltese who would be able to support the development of skills and the understanding of what it takes to publish your work to young people. IDEARTI, I've already mentioned, is a collaboration with the School of Art, and as part of this program, at the end of the program, young people also get to visit and have a summer residency abroad to continue to develop their skills there. The Malta Youth Film Festival is a collaboration with the Malta Film Foundation, and here, of course, the Malta Film Foundation brings not only the expertise in filmmaking, but also the networks that young people would need to continue developing and linking up in the field as young and promising filmmakers, whichever their area might be. Songcraft is not only, for example, a collaboration with Spazio Creatif, where we get to collaborate there. They offer their premises and their space and their knowledge to support singer-songwriters. We also collaborate with established singer-songwriters, which help young people to produce their own music and give them an understanding of the field. By the end of the program, they would have their own, develop their own work under the guidance of these established mentors. And the list goes on, actually. Collaborators always help the program be more strong and offer a rich range and a rich experience to the young people, not only in terms of better quality, but it also makes each program more sustainable because young people are able to create connections with experts in their chosen field and are able to seek guidance on further opportunities which they may be interested in pursuing as they mature in the field.
Okay, how are young people with an interest in art and the culture supported beyond the remit of this said program?
Indeed, now our empowerment program for arts and culture is pretty rich in different opportunities. But another branch of the same empowerment unit is actually the youth information unit. Youth information programs, and through youth information opportunities we seek to inform young people about the different opportunities which arise from time to time both locally and abroad. We are ourselves as Agencia Zaza members of different networks with the aim of facilitating the provision of information to young people. Through our networks with Eurodesk, young people are able to gain information about EU-wide opportunities such as competitions, scholarships, and internships for young people in the creative field. Agencia Zaza also disseminates information about opportunities available locally, such as the Malta Art Scholarships and other initiatives by different players in the field.
Thank you. I have last question for you. How can those listening to this podcast acquire more information about the services of Agencia Zaza and its initiatives through the empowerment program for young artists and creatives?
So I thank you once again and encourage the audience of this podcast to seek more information about the arts and culture programs and other initiatives by Agencia Zaza by visiting the website youth.gov.mt and the social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. You can look up Agencia Zaza. Young people may choose to sign up to the monthly newsletter offering opportunities in the field, and you may find a link for this through our website.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Saleh and Maria Borch, for sharing your insight on youth and culture. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed Agencia Zaza and youth and culture. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email eufaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website www.education.gov.mt in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Agencia Zaza, you may wish to visit the website youth.gov.mt. Thank you for tuning in.
Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.